So what I like to focus on with meditation and have you understand the concept of meditation and healing, because meditation is also healing, is to understand that when you experience life, your body takes in the experience. And the analogy that I like to use is your energy body is meant to work like your digestive system. When you eat food, your body digests the food, it absorbs what's beneficial, and it eliminates what isn't beneficial or what it doesn't need at that time. That is a functioning digestive system. Your life and your energy is meant to work the same way the digestive system works when it works properly. That is to bring in the experience. You hold on and absorb the good. And you let go of anything that wasn't beneficial for you. And then you hold on to the lesson or experience, what you learned from that whole experience. So more meditation, more guided meditation, various healings that you do on yourself or have done, help you to release anything that you have had stored in your body. And that's what we're going to work on today. So remember, your assignment was to find that predominant thought, that predominant experience, or something that you would like to let go of. So I'd like you to just close your eyes. You're either sitting comfortably in a chair. You can sit on the floor. You can lie down on the floor. And just have yourself, your arms calm and relaxed, either on your lap or on the side of you. And I'd like you to close your eyes. And I want you to focus on your breath. Pay attention to your breath as you inhale through your nose. And then I want you to exhale and focus on the breath as it comes out of your mouth. And have this in a gentle manner. Inhaling through your nose. And just slowly and gently exhaling out of your mouth. You're just going to gently drop your jaw as you exhale. And focus on that breath. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling out of your mouth. And when you inhale this time, I want you to inhale into your abdomen. And then exhale, keeping your focus on your abdomen. And inhale and get that breath deep down into your abdomen and expand your abdomen as you inhale. And exhale, paying attention to your breath coming out of your mouth, gently, slowly. Inhaling through your nose, focusing on your abdomen, expanding your abdomen as you're inhaling. As if you have a balloon inside there and it's just inflating. And exhale, focusing on your breath as it comes out of your mouth, gently, slowly. And now just allow yourself to breathe and bring your focus now on the top of your head. And just look at the top of your head. And I want you to pretend or visualize that there's a flower sitting on the top of your head. And all the petals are closed up real tight. Any kind of flower, doesn't matter what kind. Just pick your flower, have it at the top of your head. And what I'd like you to do now with your breath is breathe into that flower. And with each breath, you're going to inhale into that flower. One petal's going to open. And then exhale out of your mouth, gently and slowly. Inhale into that flower as another petal opens up. And exhale. It's as if you're making your own movie. You're creating this movie. And inhale into the flower, opening up another petal. And exhale, gently, slowly, out of your mouth. Inhale into the flower as you give the flower the energy to open up yet another petal. And if all your petals are already open, as you inhale, just bring energy into that area. Exhale. Inhale. Opening up another petal. And exhale, slowly, gently, out of your mouth. And we're going to take a couple more moments. And as you inhale, if you still have petals that aren't open, you're going to allow them to open with the breath as you inhale. Bring them all open. See the flower, vibrant, fully alive, fully in bloom. And exhale. Now, without focusing on that center, I want you to pretend now, a lot of this is using your imagination, or what's called your mind's eye, your ability to see things differently. Now, I want you to pretend to scan your body. And you're going to start at the top of your head. And you're just going to slowly go from where that flower was and experience the energy that's within inside you. At the top of your head, just scan inside. What does it feel like? What does it look like? And slowly move down until you're scanning and looking at your whole head. And go down into your neck. Now this neck area is where the throat chakra is. I want you to breathe into the throat chakra, right at the throat. Inhale and exhale. And inhale and exhale. And just keep focusing on this throat center, which is the throat chakra. And as you inhale, you're giving it the energy that it needs to be balanced. And as you're exhaling, you're just allowing yourself to be more calm and more relaxed and releasing. Inhale into the throat. And exhale. And now I want you to bring your attention to the energy that's within the throat and do that internal scan and move down through your body, sensing, feeling, seeing, even pretending what it might look like, whatever's working for you at this time. And go down into the heart center, the heart chakra. It's right where your heart is. And I'd like you to take a deep breath in to the heart center. And exhale. And inhale. As you're inhaling, that chakra's tuning and toning, and I'd like you to feel and sense what it's like there. Notice what you see, what you feel. Is it warm? Is it cool? Does the energy flow? Is it constricted? And focus on yourself again in the heart center, and this time you're going to move down and see what it feels like inside yourself, moving down into the solar plexus, which is the third chakra in the chakra system. And I want you to breathe into the third chakra and exhale. And inhale, allowing your breath to tune and tone the chakra. And continue to observe as you exhale. And now focus again on traveling inside your body and move down from the solar plexus area and slowly move down into the second chakra, which is in your abdomen area. And go down into the second chakra. Imagine what it would be like in there. What does it feel like? And breathe into that center. And exhale. And inhale as you're inhaling, the chakras being tuned and toned, tonified. And I want you to feel what it feels like. See if you see anything. And now I want you to focus on traveling down further from the second chakra, down into the groin area where the first chakra is. This is the area where we definitely connect to the earth. And I want you to use your mind's eye to look around and feel it and experience that area and allow yourself to focus on breathing into the first chakra. And exhaling. And now I want you to imagine that there is a flower in the base of your body, just like you did at the top of your head. It's in the groin area. And you want to visualize that flower. It can be any kind of flower. It can be a different flower. See that flower. And again, what we're going to do is going to inhale into that flower, giving it energy and allowing with each breath, each petal to open up. And just relaxing as you exhale. And focusing on inhaling as another petal opens up. And then exhaling gently, slowly out of your mouth. And inhaling through your nose and focusing on the petal, sending the breath to the flower, watching another petal open. And exhaling, and just allowing the breath to leave. Inhaling, bringing the supportive energy to the first chakra to open up another petal. And exhaling. And this last breath, I want you to focus on any petals that have not been opened yet. Allow that breath to open up those flowers and every petal as you inhale. And exhale. Now I just want you to breathe normally without focusing on your breath. The toning of the chakras are now complete. You are now feeling more relaxed and balanced. I'd like you to think about that predominant thought pattern that we talked about earlier. And I want you to put your hands in front of you, palms facing each other, about the size of a grapefruit apart. And I want you to create a ball between your hands and imagine that the ball is empty. You're just creating a vessel. And I want you to now do the visualization as I explain it to you by starting at the top of your head and visualizing and directing any energy that's in your body that's associated to the thought pattern or memory, releasing from your body and going into the ball. You want to fill it up. It's empty now. You want to fill it up with anything, any energy that's associated to what you're ready to let go of at this time. Continue visualizing this process. As I guide you through your body, you're going to allow any energy that's associated to that thought pattern or limiting behavior, the energy releasing, and you're sending it, you're directing it into the ball. As you move through your head, any thoughts that you're ready to go let go of associated to this pattern, send it into the ball, the energy that's associated to that. Moving down through your neck and sending any words that are holding you back, let them go, put them into the ball, the energy that's associated to that. Move down through your body into the heart and allow any emotions that may be holding you back, put it in there, or keeping you in the same pattern. Any energies associated to that and the emotions into the ball. Move now down into the third chakra, which is the solar plexus area. And anything that you have said or do that's associated to what you're ready to let go of, stuck in the center, let it go. Send the energy into the ball. And move down to the second chakra, which is where the abdomen is. And any energy associated to what you'd like to move through at this time, send the energy into the ball from that area. And move down into the first chakra, which is where the groin is. And any energy that's stuck in there that's ready to come out, that you're ready to let go of, send that into the ball. Anything that's associated to what you're letting go of tonight. Now, if there's any other residual energy stuck anywhere else in your body, you're just going to allow that energy, whatever your body's ready to let go of, associated to what you're ready to let go of, that energy goes into the ball. Anywhere. Could be in your arms. Could be in your lower back if you experience lower back pain. Could be associated to this issue. Your legs, your hips, your feet. Sometimes people feel that they're stuck in muddy water associated to what they're ready to let go of. They feel like they're stuck in mud. You see that, get rid of the mud and the energy associated to that. Send all the energy that's no longer needed, that no longer serves you, because you're ready to move forward and let go. And now I want you to wrap this ball in golden light. So light is energy. So golden light. You're going to wrap it up. You're going to change it or transform it into golden energy. And what you're doing is changing what appeared to be negative to you, whatever form that looked like within the ball. You are now using the power of your mind, the power of creation, to change it. Just like you can draw a ball or a circle on the paper and you can color it in with a golden yellow crown. You're doing the same thing here. This is your picture. This is your ability to change what you want to change using your mind. So change that whole ball into golden yellow light. Now that the energy that's in the ball has transformed into a positive energy, you can send this ball out to the universe or send it into the earth. Send it to where you'd like to send it so that someone can use the benefit of this energy. It's positive energy now. We've changed it. Send it out there. You can actually do that by sending it out, moving your arms, or just picturing it happening. Just send it out and let it go. This no longer has any control over you. You've let it go. We've transformed it. And now we're going to focus on what you would like to have in place of what you just let go of. What is the positive outcome or life change that you would like to have occur by removing your limited thought or pattern? How would you see that? See it. What does that look like to you? What would you like have changed? Let's say you had a back pain and you were letting go of anything connected to that back pain. And now the example is, how will your life be different without that back pain? Well, now maybe you can play tennis. Or maybe you can go shopping and pick up all the bags you want to shop and pick up. So I'm using that as an analogy. So what will work for you? What do you want? How is your life going to look differently? And I want you to clearly see that picture so that it almost looks like you've made a movie and you're seeing it right in front of you. You're feeling it. What does it look like? See color. If you can't see it, imagine it. In this process of having what you desire in your life, to see the positive changes occurring, you will keep your spiritual connection by having this crown chakra open when we did the flower. And your spiritual guidance will come through into your body and support your new goal, your new desire. And I want you to imagine energy associated to spirit. However that looks to you. A lot of people like golden light coming in the top of the chakra, at the top of your head, coming in through the flower that's fully open. Bring that supportive energy, the guidance, in the top of your head and feel it. Allow it to come all the way through your body. Down your arms into your fingertips, through your neck, chest, and back, all the way down through your body, down your legs, all the way down to your feet. And I'd also like you to feel the connection to the earth, because the earth is the doing energy. And the flower that's in the first chakra, you're going to allow yourself to feel connected to the earth energy. And the earth energy is another supportive energy, which gives you the energy to do. So feel that energy of the earth coming up through the first chakra. And going all the way up through your body. Mixing and blending with the spiritual energy. Going all the way to the top of your head. It's going down your arms, down your legs. You're feeling it everywhere. And everywhere, both the spiritual energy and the earth energy are mixing. Because you are the balance between heaven and earth. You have your desires. You have your guidance. You have your support. You have the doing energy for you to move forward in all that you want to do. I would like you to focus on your abdomen again, as we did before, and inhale, allowing your abdomen to expand. As you inhale and deflate or contract as you exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And just allow your bodies to fully integrate the energies that you have brought into you this evening. What you truly desire, and you're going to allow those changes to occur effortlessly with your spiritual support and your connection to the earth. Inhale into your abdomen, allowing all these energies to integrate and balance. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe normally without focus on that. And I'd like you to feel your toes, kind of wiggle them, be in your body again. Focus on your legs, begin moving them. Begin moving your hands. And just begin feeling your body, feeling the room, be back into the room. Knowing that you are connected to spirit, that you are grounded, and you will allow yourself to notice changes this week. And give yourself credit for letting go of undesired behaviors. And allowing yourself to experience what you truly desire. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, move around a little bit.